Friends, I am so beyond thrilled to announce our newest endeavor here with the Lucky Few. It is called This is Down Syndrome. It is a global movement to shift the Down Syndrome narrative. With storytelling and relationship at its core, This is Down Syndrome will offer an expansive, relatable, and transformative look into what it really means to live with Down Syndrome. So through powerful images and bite-sized engaging stories, we will show a variety of aspects of living with Down Syndrome. We will do this by photographing and highlighting not only people who have Down Syndrome, but their parents, siblings, grandparents, extended family members, friends, anybody connected to a person with Down Syndrome. We want to tell your stories. You can go to thisisdownsyndrome.com or on Instagram, we are this.is.down.syndrome to learn more.
Friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down Syndrome. This is Micah,
Mercedes,
and Heather.
And today, you guys, we are joined by some very special self-advocates, and they are our children for a very fun episode. So thank you for joining us, friends. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
Hey, listeners, we're so excited for this month's sponsor, Jonas Paul Eyewear. They offer prescription glasses starting at $79, including prescription lenses, and non-prescriptive blue light glasses for only $59. And this month, in March, it is actually Jonas's birthday, the little guy who inspired the brand. And to celebrate his birthday, Jonas Paul is taking this month to feature communities of kids who have disabilities. Now is the time to go order your glasses. Head to jonaspauleyewear.com/theluckyfew. And you, dear listeners, can have a discount code and save 15% off your order. All right, before we bring on our guests of honor, who are our children, who we all know, people know us by, we are our children's mother. I am Macy's mom before they know my actual name, which we love that. We love that so much. But we're going to read a review from one of our lovely listeners. This one says, from Fry Girly, girly with two L's. It says, these ladies are the best. I always step out of my car feeling encouraged and empowered as a mom to a child with Down Syndrome. They cover so many topics that are relevant to building up and including our loved ones with Down Syndrome. Well, Fry Girly, that's what we're here for. And to know that that is what is happening, we're so grateful. Thank you so much for leaving a review. Don't forget, if you are listening, that you too can leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And then we might read it on next week's episode out loud. We love reading these reviews. It means your feedback. It means everything to us because we are here for you. So we very much appreciate your support so much. I guess that means it's time.
It's time. Let's bring these little beautiful munchkins on.
Okay, here we go. So joining us today is going to be Mason Hope Arpey Avis, August Riker Avis, Sunflower May Lara, and Ace. What's Ace's middle name?
Christopher Evans.
Ace Christopher Evans, like a
cohort.
I feel like a professional athlete. Christopher Evans is the name.
He's got a whole thing going.
I love it. Let's bring him on.
All right.
Okay, so look, there's Mama Micah and Ace. There's Mama Mercedes and Sunny. Woo! What do you think?
Hey, your friends. Good.
What do you think?
Good.
Okay. It smells like toots in here. Who's that?
Mario.
Wasn't me.
Ace, look, there's Mason.
Mango.
Ace?
Mango.
You like mango.
Mango.
Okay. You can have some more mango.
Yes.
You can have some more mango.
All right, kiddos. Can you all say hi, everybody?
Hi.
Can you say hi, everybody?
Hi, Addy.
Hi, Sunflower. Here, Ace is going to say hi.
Hi.
Oh, you did it. You did it, buddy. Ace is using, hey, everybody. Ace is, I've talked about this a little bit on here, but Ace is an AAC device. He uses Prolequo to go. To talk, and so that little voice in the background is him hitting his hi button, and he's saying hi to you guys, Mason and Augie and Sunflower. Ace is saying hi, and now he's saying he wants to listen to the Wheels on the Bus, but we're not going to do that right now.
I wonder if we sing it together, if that's something that would
you guys want to sing the Wheels on the Bus with Ace?
Should we sing Wheels on the Bus?
Yeah. Oh.
Mason said she can't sing. How about you?
Yes.
Sunny, would you like to sing Wheels on the Bus?
Yes.
All right, Micah, lead us off. Micah likes to be the lead vocal in the podcast.
Okay, you ready, Ace? We're going to sing it. One, two, three, go! The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Wheels on the bus go round and round. Through the town. You want to do one more verse? The doors on the bus go
open and shut.
The doors on the bus go open and shut. All through the town. Yay!
That's great.
Thanks, everybody, for singing with us.
Good singing. Okay, what if we go around and our kids can say their name and then we'll tell everyone how old they are. We'll start over here. So tell everybody your name. Get closer to the mic. Say, what's your name?
My name is Mason.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
When's your birthday?
June 29th.
And how old will you be June 29th?
14.
13.
Yeah.
Oh, Mason.
All right, you go. What's your name?
My name is Augustus, and I am seven years old, and I'm
when's your birthday? December?
December 12th.
Yeah. All right, you want to pass it along? Pass it over to Mama Mercedes and Sunflower.
Okay. Can you share with everybody your name?
Yes.
Okay, tell them your name.
Bye-bye, Sunny.
Sunny. And Sunny, can you say, I'm seven?
I am seven.
And your birthday is June?
2. 3rd. 2.
You'll be 8?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I can't. That's so fun. Are you happy? My birthday, yeah. April 1st. It's coming up, y'all. Yay. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sunflower. Okay, Ace is going to tell us his thing hasn't been updated, but he's going to hit this button. You got it?
I'm years old.
You are 5 years old, right?
My name is
Ace.
My favorite TV show.
Ace's favorite TV show is Octonauts. Mm. You love Octonauts? Yeah. And you're 5 years old. Is there anything else you want to say about yourself? Is there anything else you want to touch here? No? Okay. That's all about Ace.
I love that. Ace, what's your favorite food?
Mango.
That's right.
Mango. Mango.
Mango, 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 mango. Mango. That's right. Ace loves dried mango. And we have some right here to keep him going right now. It's his power and his strength comes from mango.
Sunflower, what's your favorite food?
French fries. Lots and French fries, she said.
Lots and lots of French fries. What's your favorite food, August?
My favorite food is hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
And And also milkshakes.
And milkshakes.
And some,
And, some french fries. Just like Sunny. You guys have the same favorite food.
What?
Macy, what's your favorite food? Lean closer to the mic, babe. What do you love to eat?
I'll eat bars.
Bars. What kind of bars? Like a Z bar, huh?
Yeah, a Z bar.
Mm-hmm. Gluten free.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What other questions? What about, so we know Sunny loves to play soccer. What's something, tell our listeners something you love to do every day, okay? So, Macy, you go first. What do you love to do every day?
I be a singer.
Be a singer?
Mm-hmm.
You do love to sing every day at the top of your lungs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
As loud as you can. What do you love to do every day? August?
I love when I...
What?
What to dance, maybe.
Dance with maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Who's maybe?
My, I'm Todd.
Your dog. You love to dance with maybe your dog. How about Sunflower? What do you love to do every single day?
Birthday.
Oh, you love to play with mom and your doll, your Jesse doll?
Yeah, Woody too.
Oh, and Woody too.
Yeah.
And sometimes Buzz.
Yes.
The Toy Story gang.
Buy these.
Yeah, did we buy those for you?
Yeah.
Oh, because we love you.
How about Ace? What do you love to do?
Ace, every what do you day. Love to do? What do you like to play every day?
Playground.
Oh, you like to go to the playground. You know, I think your favorite thing at the playground is to go swinging. You like to go swinging. And the sandbox, too. Yeah.
Ace Sunflower said, me too. She just learned how to swing on her own. And she loves to swing. Right?
That's awesome. Ace likes to swing on his tummy. That's how he gets, how he swings on his own.
On the topic of swinging, we went to a playground on play equipment for the first time in a year 2 days ago. And what did you do on the playground? Remember?
Monkey bars.
You did not do the monkey bars. You went on the swing and pumping on her own. Like, I didn't know she could swing totally on her own. She hasn't been on a swing in over a year. And you just hopped on and you were swinging like for an hour. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mace, that's awesome.
You like to swing? Yeah. But Augie, do you like to swing?
Yes.
Oh, good. What else do you want to talk about? What do you guys want to talk about?
Ooh, what do you want to say?
Do you want to ask your friends any questions? That's tricky, huh? Do you want to ask any questions?
Yeah.
Okay, ask a question.
So I really love your kids.
Oh, so I really love your kids. Are you telling Micah and Mercedes that you love their kids?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a statement, huh?
I love,
you too, Augie.
Here's a really sweet question that I think our kiddos should answer. Sunflower, we'll start with Sunny. What's your favorite thing about yourself?
What? Way? Me?
Yeah.
Me.
You love that you love to read?
Yeah, play.
Yes, and you love to play?
Yeah.
And you read to Brave?
Yeah.
And you like to pretend to be teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you guys, Macy and Augie?
I am a best brother.
I'm the best brother. You are such a good brother. I love that about you too. How about you, babe? What's something you love about yourself?
I don't know. Yeah. I love all.
You love all the people?
Uh-huh.
You're good at loving?
I love all.
I love you all. Who says I love you all? Where'd you learn that?
The Beyonce Homecoming.
Beyonce Homecoming. At the end, I think, of Beyonce Homecoming, she says, I love you all. Right?
Uh-huh.
But what do you love about you? What's something that you love about yourself?
Yeah, I'm a great dancer.
That's right. How about Mr. Ace?
Ace, what do you...
I go to school.
You go to school. Is that what you like about yourself? Ace, what is something you really like about yourself? Do you like your family? Yeah. You're a good brother. Is that right? And you take good care of your cats. Yeah. You're a really good friend. That's something I like about you.
Mr. Ace, your mom wrote a really, really beautiful article for World Down Syndrome Day and talked about what a good brother you are. And listeners, if you haven't read it, it's on Motherly. We'll have a link in the show notes. But it, Mike, it was so beautiful. And the way you wrote about Ace, and you have an August, your oldest is August, Ace and August, that little piece of the article had me in tears. It was the sweetest. So Ace, I don't spend a lot of time with you, but I have a feeling, and your mom has said, you're a great brother. Just like you. You're a good brother.
Heather. Yeah.
You know, Sunny's a good sister, huh, Sunflower?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And also my sister.
Your sister's a good sister, too. Thanks for not making sure she's not left out. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Sunny
has to say goodbye.
All right. Bye. Any last minute words of encouragement for us, Sunflower?
Did you want to say one last thing before you go?
Buddy.
What was that?
Ready.
Woody?
Boss.
And Buzz?
Jesse.
And Jesse. Are they going to go with you on the car ride to school?
Yes.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
We love you, Sunflower.
Bye.
Bye.
Ace is trying to say bye. Are you going to get it?
I think Heather accidentally, somebody, look at it, she's gone. Okay.
Okay. Ace is trying to say bye here. Here we go, Ace. Let's say bye.
Bye.
Love you, Ace. Bye,
Sunflower.
Oh, good job, Sunny. Bye, Ace.
Okay. We love you, Sunflower.
Bye.
Bye, Sunny.
Bye, Sunny. Augie, say bye, Sunflower.
Bye, Sunflower.
Do you want to tell her that? Wait, do you want to tell her that you love William?
Yes.
Okay,
bye. What I love is my toys, Buzz and Woody.
It's like Sunny. Oh, man.
Can you believe it?
Yes, yeah, same.
I love that. Same. One day we'll bring them all together and it'll be a big Toy Story crew.
Woo-hoo.
That's so good.
Well, I'm going to have something, but I'm not going to have my toys. But maybe needs my toys. So
okay.
Maybe... it's gonna have her own toy, whatever she wants to.
Okay.
This morning, August decided to give all his toys to his dog, Maybe. So we get together for our big Toy Story party,
we'll
he might not have any toys. He gave them all to Maybe. That's what he was saying.
Isn't that funny? But can you tell them real quick that say, I got a baby turtle.
No.
A tortoise.
Yes. And he's as big as Baby Brave's hand.
He oh my gosh.
Small.
Little tiny turtle.
Isn't that so fun?
Sunflower, do you like having a turtle?
Yeah.
Cutie. Okay. Cutie.
We really have to go. We'll be seeing you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Ace, did you want to tell us anything else, buddy?
Is there anything else you want to say, Ace? Anything else you want to say to your friends? Look, Mason and Augie, you want to tell them?
Mango.
Oh, what do you think he wants to eat right now?
Mango.
Oh, what does Ace want to eat, August?
Mango.
Look,
mango.
He wants to eat mango.
He wants mango, you guys, so much.
Ace, I like mango too. Do you like to eat mango, Mason? Do you like mango?
No.
Nope. Do you like mango?
Yeah, it's amazing fruit.
It's an amazing fruit.
I think we need a t-shirt that says mango. It's an amazing fruit.
Yes, you guys, so many t-shirt ideas every episode. What do you think? You want to talk about having Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about having Down syndrome? What do you want to say about it?
Having Down syndrome is a crazy person thing. By the stuff and all the movies and all the phone calls. So, so I didn't back that out.
I don't know much. I didn't catch much of that. Having Down syndrome, what is it?
A really important thing.
Oh, it's a really important thing. Yeah. Do you like having Down syndrome?
Yes, I do. Oh. But that's more than a 7 minutes and all the phone calls.
Oh, all the phone calls and all the meetings. I don't know if that's good that he associates having Down syndrome with a lot of phone calls and meetings. Oh, buddy. We do have a lot of phone calls and meetings about Down syndrome, huh? Mm-hmm. What do you think about having Down syndrome, Mace? You want to talk about
Beyonce, YouTube.
You like to watch Beyonce on YouTube. Hey, this is a good update. I'm glad you brought that up. Micah and Mercedes and listeners, we have an important announcement for my New Year's resolution.
I know.
This week on World Down Syndrome Day, my turn to talk. On World Down Syndrome Day, we went online on YouTube and looked up dance tutorials for Beyonce songs. I'll just say, Mason's standing shaking her booty. Oh my gosh, it's mayhem in the Avis office right now. So we went on YouTube and we looked up tutorials for different dances for Beyonce. I don't have the skills to do Single Ladies. I tried. I also, my dream is to dance to Girls, the Who Runs the World Girls. Yes. I also don't have that skill set. However, I feel like Formation is an option. And if you go on YouTube, you can look up formations, non-explicit, because there's some language in it. And that's what we're doing. We're doing formations, and you can learn how to do the dance.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Me too. Okay, I'm gonna send my kids out. Can you guys say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.
You can go. You're dismissed. I love you. Go back up to the house.
I'm so glad he could tell us about Down syndrome. That was amazing.
Oh my gosh, that's like really important. There's a lot of phone calls and a lot of meetings.
That is so cool. Like he's president.
Like, what does your mom do for a living, I wonder? That is too funny. You guys, I love our kids.
I know. They're so cute.
They're so great. I love having a kid with Down syndrome. This is our last episode for the month of March, which has been all about people with Down syndrome as our guests. So that was so fun to bring our little munchkins on as our guests.
It was perfect.
It was so fun
to end the month with our beautiful babies.
And man, that conversation just flowed.
It did. Our best yet.
I think Sunflower was stoked because she's been dying to get on our podcast since I do it every week, every Wednesday. She's like, finally. My turn. So she was excited.
I love it. Ace was doing, I wish that his Proloquo is pretty new. He was doing LAMP before. And so he's never used like an About Me page. And he was clicking on the About Me page to talk about himself. But now I've realized we need to set that up so he can say, my name is Ace. And
yes.
How old he is.
And right. All that stuff.
But that's cool. He knows how to say mango for sure.
Mango and his favorite show is Octonauts. So is Shepherd and Rhodes. They love Octonauts and the movie. Have you seen
We haven't watched the movie yet. He just discovered Octonauts this past month.
Okay.
Loving it.
Cute. Bubble Guppies is another fun one.
Bubble Guppies, I watched with August when he was just a little tot.
No way.
10 years ago. Uh-huh.
That's another one my kiddos like.
I don't know about these shows. Well, I've heard of Octonauts, but I've never heard of Bubble Guppies.
It's cute.
It is cute.
All right. I might. Well, we're not going to watch it, but I believe you.
I think you're past the Bubble Guppies.
We're out of the Bubble Guppies stage.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know that I want to introduce the new thing to my kids either, you know?
Right.
We're trying to get shows out of their life. Just kidding. Well, sort of kidding, sort of not. Hey, you guys, how was your World Down Syndrome Day? That was just last week.
Oh, it was so good. It was kind of like a yes day, whatever Sunflower wanted. And it always coincides with what the boys want, because Sunflower, like, every time you ask her what she wants for breakfast, she wants a donut. The boys are like, yeah, she does. She wants a donut, Mom. Can we go get donuts? And then we got some yummy chips and guac, burritos, quesadillas from our favorite little Mexican restaurant for lunch. And then Oma and Papa came over because they're in town from North Carolina, and Andy barbecued for them. So Sunny got her chicken on a bone. And when I tell you that she eats every piece of meat or whatever is on a bone, off a bone, I'm serious.
I think that's amazing. And I can't do that.
I am not that way. I actually have to remove myself from the situation, because I can't watch her clear a bone. And Andy's so proud, you know, because he's like, yes, this is my barbecue girl. I swear they're going to go to like the town fairs when she's older, and like, she's going to win the contest. I'm not
clearing a bone.
Maybe that would be
a bone. That is amazing. Maybe
that'll be her small business. She can borrow meat from a bone.
I'm still rooting for her to be the next great Olympic swimmer, but maybe it'll be clearing the barbecue bones. And we went to the beach. So it was a yes day for Sunflower, which just means a really good day for the whole family of good food and the beach, you know?
I love that.
I loved the video you made, Mercedes, that you posted on World Down Syndrome Day. It was just like such a beautiful video of playing at the beach.
Playing at the beach. That's where we're all our best selves, I swear. You know, open air in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So it was fun.
I love that. How was your day, Micah? Your World Down Syndrome Day.
My day was pretty good. It was the first warm day of spring. And so it was 60 degrees and we were outside the entire day. We played with friends. Chris was doing a big project with his dad in the house. So we just stayed outside. And so I still need to figure out like some rituals. Like, we don't do a cake. Do you guys do a cake or anything on World Down Syndrome Day? No. We wore our crazy socks and we talked about it, but we didn't do much more than that. So maybe as Ace starts to be able to tell us what he wants to do on a special day, we can start to do what he loves. But I think being outside and playing with friends is basically all that kid wants in life. So it was a great day.
I love that. My sister's family is in town because we were supposed to do Christmas together, and then COVID ruins the world. But they came down, so that was fun. And Mason's favorite person in the whole wide world is her cousin Callie, my sister's oldest daughter, her second born. And so we were together, and then they left to go to Palm Springs, and then we just danced, a lot of dancing. And then Augie and I jumped together, and there's so much happening online. There's like so much to watch and share and celebrate. And, you know, it's like the day that our community is like, here's all the things that we want to put into the world. And so we launched a thing called This is Down Syndrome, and that happened on World Down Syndrome Day. So it was a lot of work for months going up into it. I think we started it. I dreamed it up in December, maybe November. And then we've been working on it kind of since then. So it was really fun to put it into the world. And here's what we're going for with this is Down syndrome. I feel like when you do a Google search on Down syndrome, the heavy hitters pop up, which is amazing. Like Global Down Syndrome, the National Down Syndrome Society, the National Down Syndrome Congress, Down Syndrome Diagnosis Network, DSDN. Yes. And we all know that without the work that those organizations are doing, we would not be where we are, right? With education and health legislation. I mean, the things that it's just incredible, the work that they do. And I was listening to a podcast with a woman being interviewed who has a daughter with Down syndrome. And she was talking about when she got her diagnosis and going online. And she said these words that stuck to me. She said, I just needed to see myself in the diagnosis. Like all of the medical and all of the educational, all those things are so, so, so important. But where was I? And so you take that and pair it with what doctors are handing out, what people are handing out, that's all important. But people want to see themselves, and not just moms, but like grandparents and siblings and friends. And when an educator gets a new student, it's like, where am I in this story? Because it all feels so daunting when it's an unknown. But if you can see yourself in the story, then it feels less scary, or it's less unknown because you're there. So the purpose of this is Down syndrome is to create an archive of stories from all the perspectives within Down syndrome, within the Down syndrome community. And so we're telling stories of the person with Down syndrome and then their mom and their dad and their grandma and their grandpa. And it's like 200 to 400 words that are just sweet little stories. So it's not even like a big diagnosis moment. It's like, this is my child and the first time he played baseball. Or like this, there's a story coming up, or it's already come out, with a grandpa talking about like riding in the car with his grandson. And it just has you in tears. And you just think, the grandpa that needs to see this story. So our hope is to, we just launched it. We already have about 50 stories lined up to tell. We have two more photo shoots in the works. And the hope is that it will be global. And years down the road, someone can come to thisisdownsyndrome.com and look up like grandparents, or even like specifically like Indian grandma. And there's going to be stories about Indian grandmas and their experience with Down syndrome. And it's all going to be archived there. So that is what the movement is. This is Down syndrome. And that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Amazing. I love the vision for that, Heather. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I love the idea of just gathering stories. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, thanks. The Lucky Few also has, we're now a nonprofit. And so, you know, in the last year with COVID, a lot of things changed for a lot of people in the world. All people in so many ways. And for us running a business from home, like COVID hit, it was a year ago, and I had everything I had planned for travel and speaking and like our main source of income and work, everything was canceled. And it's not really happening this year much either. Like things are slowly opening back up, but it was just a year to reevaluate, like what do we do? And we ended up working with a consulting company that helps people kind of figure that out. And in all of that, the continued theme was, we love and believe in storytelling, and we think storytelling that's what this podcast is, right? Like we're hearing people's stories and creating a space for stories to be told. It's what we do through social media, through all the things. So it really has, I feel like for, I don't know, 5 years with the Lucky Few trying to figure out what the heck we're doing. And it all, I can like look and see how every step led us to here. So if you are we say this all the time to people here on the podcast too, that you have a story that should be told and should be heard. And so if you want to be a part of This Is Down Syndrome, you can go to thisisdownsyndrome.com and there's an application there to submit your story. And then you can go to on Instagram, it's this.is.down.syndrome. And you can see the stories that we're telling, and you can get a feel for what we're looking for in the portraits that we're sharing, the pictures. If you're going to submit a portrait, kind of the look that we're after. And that's, and if you want us to come to Australia and you have $100,000 to bring us there to tell stories in Australia, you can go donate. I laugh, but I'm also very serious. Or India or anywhere. We'll come wherever you are, and help get those stories into the world. So that's that.
Amazing.
There you go.
I feel like this has been such a fun conversation, and I'm so glad we got to talk to all our little buddies today and hear about the things they're thinking about, which is just wonderful. I love getting to hear inside their little brains. I think it's time, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Time for our favorite part of the episode. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with good news.
All right, friends. My Mason Hope is wearing her Jonas Paul eyewear glasses today, like she does every single day. And this month in March, it is actually Jonas's birthday, the little guy who inspired the brand. And to celebrate his birthday, Jonas Paul is taking this month to feature communities of kids who have disabilities. Kids and families in the disability community love Jonas Paul glasses because they are easily adjustable and they are designed with smaller nose bridges in mind. With prescription glasses starting at just $79, you can't go wrong. Visit jonaspauleyewear.com/theluckyfew for a discount code to save 15% off your next order.
Okay. Take it away, Truly. It's time for some good news.
Ready? Okay. Time for good news, everybody welcome to the good news, yeah, yeah.
Okay, everybody, does anybody have good news this week? Huh? The end of March is upon us. We've made it through this month.
I know. It was a good month, a great month. Maybe I'll start us off with a good news from a listener.
Right? Okay.
Lindsay Slight says, Lindsay has been taking adaptive ski lessons for the past 3 years. She recently rode the chairlift for the first time and then skied down totally independently until the end when she crashed into the instructor to stop. I love her. See, that's where I'm at. Yeah. So we are so proud of her. Yay, Lindsay.
That's so good.
I'm really impressed because the ski lift and stopping are my issues today as a 35-year-old woman. So
totally. I've been terrified of getting off the ski lift since I first learned to ski, and you know, 30-something years later, I'm still terrified. My heart beats so fast when it's time.
Same.
Every time. Like butterflies, every time.
And I'm like preparing. I'm like, okay, it's about to turn. About to turn. Okay, woo! And crash.
So funny. I feel like that getting on too. Like, okay, here comes the chair.
Yeah,
here comes the chair. That's amazing. Lindsay is actually our producer Val's sister. So if you go to her Instagram handle, which is LINZEYS, Lindsay's Light, LIGHT.
Oh, Lindsay's Light.
Yeah, you can see the videos that she's been sharing. They're so good. They're so good, Lindsay. We're so proud of you. Okay, some good news. I have another good news from when we were in Hawaii earlier this month. So August has been swimming in the pool, doing really well. And he is so scared of swimming in the ocean. And I think he thinks it's too murky. I talked about this a little bit when he rode the boat. Mm-hmm. We went on a boat. But he also, the other good news was we were there for quite a while. On the last day, he swam in the ocean. And like he loves to have his head under and look underwater with goggles on. So that he'd sit where the waves are and the waves come up and he'll like stick his head down in the waves, but it's just sand at that point because then the wave washes back. It's hard to explain. I should have got a video of it. And we got him to come out a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further. And he, until he was able to like, he'd watch. And if it wasn't, if it was like calm and waves weren't coming, then he'd quickly dive under and swim some, something. He'd stand up real quick. And if a wave was coming, he'd run out and he'd run in. Anyways, he was, I was so proud of him because it's just something he's been so scared of. And his whole body was like trembling the entire time, but he was doing it. So that's our good news.
That's so great. My good news is that Ace is eating so much better than he used to, but I still worry about, like, is he getting enough protein? Because his protein is so limited. It's like he eats eggs, he eats hummus. He sometimes will let me hide beans in things and peanut butter. So yesterday I've been making these chicken patty kind of things that sounds really gross, but they're not bad. And he won't eat them. And yesterday I had the idea to melt cheese on top so that he might think it was bread. And I did it. And then I put honey on top of that. And our man consumed a whole lot of chicken. And it was a great day for his meat consumption. So I'm sorry to all the vegans out there. But we're just so happy that he has a new form of protein in his diet.
Yes, that is such good news, Micah.
Get it, Ace. So we'll see if it continues or if that was just a fluke.
We take it. That's what this good news segment is about. We will take it. We will take it. We will celebrate it. And end there. That's what we're doing. That's so good.
Okay. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so happy that we got to have our own kids on. Thanks for listening through the chaos and the sweetness all at the same time. And as always, to our listeners, we want to hear from you. So leave us a voicemail or a DM on Instagram and share the good news about your loved one with Down syndrome. And if you have a product or a business that wants to help us shout the word for people with Down syndrome, we would totally love to partner with you. You can email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for sponsorship opportunities. And as always, a huge thank you to our editor, Josh Avis, our producer, Val Schleter, our sponsor, and all of you out there who've shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends and who have listened faithfully and cheered us on. Thanks for being with us all of March as we've heard from some of our favorite self-advocates. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember that you, dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth and a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We are cheering for you. We will hear from you next time on the Lucky Few Podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.